KC Nation, what's going on? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on this January 5th, 2025 podcast Monday. Eddie Greer, host of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, continuing this coaching staff preview or look in, if you will, for new coach Colin Klein, a second returnee to the staff. A while back, a few weeks ago, Buddy Wyatt, we talked about him on a podcast coming back. Right? Here's another one of a returnee from the staff getting another chance. Maybe that's the wrong words. second round. At K-State, that is, in this name, should be familiar, the K-State Nation out here. Thad Ward, who was a part of that championship run, along with Buddy Wyatt, and that's it so far anyways, part of that 2022 championship run, the Big 12 championship we were talking about there as well. Thad Ward has been at Illinois the last three seasons and is returns to the MHK, baby, under Colin Klein. This was announced last Friday there, and yeah, we already said that. He was the running backs coach at Illinois. That's what he was doing over there, which also has had in the assistant head coach during his last 2 years at Illinois. And, of course, the Fighting Illini, had appeared in back-to-back bowls and even winning them for the first time in Fighting Illini history. Thad Ward, KCSports.com, says here, quote, "My family and I are extremely honored and excited about returning to Kansas State University to build something special. I am super excited to get to work with Coach Klein and his staff and looking forward to getting right to work," end quote, there as well. Yeah, that were part of our championship run there, and then part of some more history. So that Ward coming back to Manhattan, and he is going to be the associate head coach under new head coach Colin Klein. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer recording another episode here on what has turned out to be a busy Monday, whether that's trying to get something straightened out for your more than likely next stop, or recording the podcast, or just getting notifications off the rip about Black Monday, NFL coaches getting fired, and all that other stuff. But yeah, Ward has been a wide receiver coach. Let's just revisit his resume. Was a receivers coach at Gardner-Webb back in 2011. And also Western Michigan for 1 year. Gardner-Webb, that was for a year as well. Northern Illinois for 2 years. And then he was at Temple back at 2019 through to 2021. He's also served as a passing game coordinator both at Gardner-Webb and Temple there as well. Colin Klein, another quote here saying, quote, "He was excited about this one. That is a winner. Quote, he's a competitive, detailed, and caring as a person. Every player in his room gets better over time. I'm excited to have him lead our wide receivers and help lead our explosive offense," end quote. Yeah, so that award looks like from Coach Klein's going to be doing all of that, overseeing the offense there as well. And again, let's revisit 2022, where we beat TCU in that Big 12 championship game. Yeah, K-State, let's revisit it. 10-4 that season, 31-28 victory. OT, by the way. Oh, I gotta remind people of that. I gotta remind myself of that. It feels like a lifetime ago. National championship, which was the eventual national championship run up to TCU there. That epic Big 12 game, who can all freaking forget that? The Wildcats finished that season 14th in an AP Top 25 coaches poll, which included that Sugar Bowl against Alabama. We know how that turned out there. That offense with Deuce Vaughn and two quarterbacks, Adrian Martinez and Will Howard, in their top 10 in 11 categories. Was second in offensive yards, plays over 950, yards per game, was top 5 in the country, at 418. Again, we're sitting here as we're sitting here getting news about Austral Maine. We'll get into that in a separate episode. Players landing in new spots. We don't even know this roster. We're sitting here beginning just a few days into 2026. We don't even know the K-State's roster. Here coming up and down the road. Well, you could probably say spring ball, if you will. So we don't even know that. We do know a couple people came back, obviously, but there's others that already signed on with the team. That includes Austral Maine. Again, we'll get to that. We'll get into that. But also, K-State got their first player out of the transfer portal. We'll touch on that yesterday. I'll touch on that on the next episode that we record here on this Monday there as well. Back to Thad Ward. The wide receiver position, right? We saw Malik Knowles, right? 48. Wait, hold on a second. That season, yeah. This is a combination. 139 catches, 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns for Knowles that in his career was up and down. Well documented on this podcast. And we know the wide receiver. Coach Ward, we've been hammering on the receivers ever since. I started this podcast, we've been hammering these receivers. I know there's one that stands out every year, but everything else, I think the wide receivers, obviously Chase Brown, speaking of receivers, Chase Brown, who was on K-State, now in the portal, announced his final schools, which I think I saw Ole Miss on that list, which is still in the college football playoff, by the way. There as well. So, yeah, I mean, we've been hammering. If you've been in every day of the show or you've been following us since the very, very beginning of this inception of this podcast, yeah, the receivers have been a very, very huge disappointment there as well. We can go ahead and say that. So hopefully, you know, Thad Ward come on and rejuvenate this the wide receiver room there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, Cade Warner also was under tutelage of Thad Ward. 46 catches, 456 yards. Both of them ended up signing up with NFL clubs. There, I do remember this. Malik Knowles, Minnesota. Warner was with Tampa Bay there. Illinois, 9-4. Saw an appearance in the Music City Bowl. The Illini, 221 yards on the ground. On the ground there as well. Let me see here. He's coached what? Khalil Valentine, Caden Fregan, Adrian Lowry. They also, that whole running back room came back this past year as well. The Illini was ranked at one point 16th in the final. This was back in 2024 there as well. I'm working backwards here. Yeah, as well as the Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. Thad Ward returns to the MHK, and he will be on head coach Colin Klein's staff as the associate head coach / running backs and overseeing wide receivers, running backs, really overseeing the offense there as well, which is going to be under, oh boy, I know, we have a long list. I'll just throw in Christian Ellsworth, the quarterbacks coach, in that conversation there as well. Ward originally from Tallahassee, Florida. Let me see here. Yeah, he went to as a player. He went to Temple his first three seasons there at Illinois, 2016, 2018. Yeah, he coached running backs there actually. Yeah, he was a coach at Temple. My bad on that one. Yeah, so, and then again, okay, so this clears it up. Yeah, Thad Ward, and maybe this is why I'm so familiar with him. He was a player at UCF from 1999 to 2001, senior. He led the team, 44 catches, 446 yards there as well. Of course, and like all the coaching staff there, family, wife. And let me see here. He has two daughters and a son there as well. And Thad Ward graduated with his bachelor's in criminal justice. And I believe he said that too with Mike Schmidt. I just recorded that podcast a couple of hours ago there as well. He played before UCF. He played at Coffeyville Community College. I know where that's at. That's a wide receiver before transferring to UCF. Yeah, he started his coaching career at Florida A&M. back in 2002. So, again, Thad knows the culture at K-State, and you're getting, again, the connection is right here. So, again, the same thing. Again, there's a lot of familiarity with the staff, despite not even working a season together yet. We haven't even touched the surface on that yet. So, again, this is another awesome returning that knows the culture, that knows how to turn over the players, and obviously knows the running game. There, Deuce Vaughn, yep, I mentioned him earlier, the big three of that offense that season, which that included the two quarterback tandem, Adrian Martinez, Will Howard, Deuce Vaughn. So I saw DJ Giddens on that team, Malik Knowles on that team. The list goes on. The list goes on. There are so many true factors. Felix Anudike Uzama on that team. Julius Brett's on that team. Woo! Yeah, we can go. We can rock them up with the best of them right there. There as well. But again, head coach Klein getting down to business. And as I don't know if he's done finalizing his staff yet or not, but we'll be staying tuned, close ear on all social platforms for that. But yeah, he's got to be getting close to wrapping up his staff there as well. Two more coaches were hired over the weekend. We already talked about Mike Schmidt. That episode will be coming out before this one. And the return, the exciting return of Thad Ward, coming off of some great seasons with Illinois that saw back-to-back bowl appearances there for them. And saw some history-making achievements there as well for Illinois. But glad to have, pumped to have Thad back on the coaching staff under new head coach Colin Klein for the upcoming season, obviously. But we got to get through all of the transfer portal stuff, obviously, and then we'll hit spring ball. But, yeah, we're just grabbing the surface here in 2026. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast of found free and available daily. We're just to record K-State content. We come at you every single day. Yes, sir. New postcast after every K-State athletic event. If you've been with us since the very beginning, or you've been in and out, or you just joined us last year, thank you so much for your continued support of this podcast. And we'll have our first, if you want to call it, quote-unquote guest this month, that is none other than Alex Aiden, usually the host of this podcast. I have not had a chance to catch up with him yet. But after this week is over, it's been a weird last three and a quarter months getting into this work schedule, working nights, which has kind of thwarted anything else. That's why I've been recording in the daytime, taking advantage of it. But yeah, man, once get this week out of the way, then everything now will come at least back to normal. I can get Alex back on the show. But I think the first one's going to be a trial run because of some changes late last year that were made. So I'm going to see how that goes. But he'll be back on the main feed. So definitely you want to make sure you are subscribed wherever you see your favorite podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're on Amazon, Audioboom, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you see your favorite podcast. On that as well. I have yet to schedule that up with him. I'll set that up at some point. And then I'm hopeful as well as we begin 2026 to add two more. Kind of a rotation of, if you want to say panelists, whatever you can say that. But yeah, of getting, instead of hearing me, get other aspects from some of my other K-State friends out there in the United States there as well. So yeah, definitely for sure. Hold on a second. What the world? Yeah, there we go. There we go. I thought it was going to stop for a minute, but yeah, good. But anyways, yeah, that's the plan. That's what I got to get through one more week of this, unbalanced work schedule. And then, yeah, it's definitely because I'll be back on my normal work schedule. And then it is basically on for me to get back in the flow and getting ready for some big activity here the next couple months, if you want to say, for this podcast in EG3. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thad Ward returns to Manhattan as your associated head coach under new head coach Colin Klein. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.